Wow, this is a big one. Nethermind has moved its cross-chain node operations from layer 0 to Chainlink CCIP, and it really signals a broader shift in how Ethereum infrastructure teams are evaluating interoperability.
That's a fair read. The decision is not simply a vendor swap. It reflects priorities around reliability, auditability, operational control, and the need for a cross-chain messaging layer that can support production environments without adding unnecessary complexity.
Exactly. At a basic level, the move involves changing the underlying protocol used to coordinate Nethermind's nodes across multiple chains.
Right. Previously, Nethermind relied on Layer 0, a widely used interoperability protocol for moving messages and data between blockchains.
Now, under the new setup, Chainlink CCIP, Cross-Chain Interoperability Protocol, becomes the central layer for cross-chain communication.
CCIP is designed to enable secure, standardized communication between different networks, supporting cross-chain transfers, smart contract interactions, and protocol-level coordination in live systems.
One of the most exciting reasons for the change is operational simplicity.
And that matters. In multi-chain node operations, the messaging layer is central to system performance.
A more standardized protocol can make configuration, monitoring, and maintenance easier, reducing the friction involved in building and maintaining cross-chain workflows.
For infrastructure providers, that kind of standardization is important because it helps teams avoid the complexity of custom point-to-point integrations.
Security is another huge factor, and honestly, one of the most important.
Cross-chain communication is one of the highest risk areas in distributed systems.
That's because weaknesses in message delivery, verification, or execution can create serious vulnerabilities.
By choosing a protocol with a strong security focus, Nethermind is prioritizing a more defensible and trustworthy foundation for its operations.
And that matters even more for a company that helps secure and operate critical parts of Ethereum's ecosystem.
Scalability also plays a role.
As more chains, applications, and institutional participants come online, the volume and variety of cross-chain interactions are increasing.
Infrastructure providers need tools that can scale without turning every integration into a bespoke project.
CCIP's standardized framework is positioned to support that kind of growth, allowing teams to maintain consistency across multiple deployments rather than relying on fragmented integrations.
Ecosystem alignment is another important consideration.
Chainlink has become deeply embedded in many parts of the crypto stack, from oracles to cross-chain messaging.
For teams building on Ethereum and beyond, aligning with a widely used protocol can reduce friction across partners, integrations, and future development.
To be clear, this does not mean Layer 0 is a poor choice. It remains a prominent player in the interoperability space.
However, in infrastructure decisions, small differences in developer experience, reliability, and integration depth can add up over time.
I completely agree. The best choice is often the one that fits most cleanly into the existing operational environment.
For node operators and infrastructure teams, the takeaway is that cross-chain messaging is no longer a peripheral feature.
It's part of the core plumbing that keeps systems synchronized, coordinated, and functional.
The protocol layer underneath can influence latency, reliability, cost, and security.
So if teams treat interoperability as an afterthought, they may later face avoidable complexity, performance issues, or security risks.
The shift also highlights the growing value of standardization.
CCIP offers a shared framework for cross-chain interaction, which can be especially useful for organizations that want consistency across multiple deployments.
In a multi-chain environment, standardization can reduce operational overhead and make systems easier to audit, monitor, and upgrade.
And trust in infrastructure is built through operational maturity, not just brand recognition.
A system must be tested, auditable, and predictable under real-world conditions.
Nethermind's move suggests it is seeking a foundation it can build on with confidence, particularly as cross-chain activity becomes more common and more critical to production systems.
In the broader Ethereum context, interoperability is no longer a niche concern.
Ethereum remains central to the blockchain ecosystem, but its role is evolving in a multi-chain world.
More applications, more chains, and more institutional participation mean that reliable cross-chain communication has become a central requirement for serious infrastructure.
The challenge is no longer only about scaling Ethereum itself, but about connecting it cleanly to the wider ecosystem without introducing fragility.
The shift from Layer 0 to Chainlink CCIP is therefore less about one vendor replacing another and more about the industry's continued search for better foundations.
As cross-chain activity becomes more common, the quality of the underlying interoperability layer will directly affect how smoothly the broader ecosystem functions.
The bottom line is that Nethermind's decision highlights a growing emphasis on reliability, standardization, and operational control in an increasingly interconnected crypto infrastructure landscape.
In the multi-chain future, the race is no longer only about building impressive cross-chain features, but about making those features dependable enough for production use.